Blog Talk Radio.
Angel Rays Radio is hosted by globally respected psychic medium, Miss Laura Lynn. You can learn more about Miss Lynn by going to her website at angelreader.net. Now, without further ado, your host of Angel Rays Radio, Miss Laura Lynn.
Hello there. Welcome to Angel Rays
Radio.
Hello,
Miss Lynn.
Hello.
Welcome to your inaugural show.
Thank you, Ryan. I'm very excited about tonight. I'm excited to see what comes through. What comes through from spirit? What comes through the cards? You know, where are we at tonight? What's going on?
Well, since we have people that are listening to the show for the very first time, can you please talk a little bit about yourself and talk about your gifts and how everything kind of came together?
Sure. Yeah, I've been actually tapping into spirit all my life. I didn't know it was something, you know, different until I was in my 30s. But I started seeing angels when I was 5 years old, and that's basically the first encounters I had was angelic. And throughout my life, in my teen years, I did experience a lot of different types of spirit energies. Some of it was frightening, some of it was beautiful, but it just kept on expanding. And I worked as a lobbyist for many years of my life. I was a mental health lobbyist for children's mental health. I worked as an advocate for parents. And this side of my world, as far as the spiritual, just kept on getting bigger and bigger, and it's kind of overtaking. So about 12 years ago, I decided to step forward and take a risk and do this full time, and it's worked out beautifully. I've been really pleased and feel very grateful that I can help assist people with their spiritual journeys.
That's fantastic, and that's one of the greatest things about your show is that you'll be able to take some live callers, and they'll be able to ask you questions. So, you ready to take your very first call, your inaugural call?
We have
a number calling in from an 856 number.
All right.
Hello, you're live on the air with Ms. Laura Lynn.
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Laura. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Do you have a particular question?
Yes, I would like to know. I did an interview for a permanent job with a pharmaceutical company in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And then I did another interview for a 2-year contract in New Jersey. And I wonder if you see me getting either one of those jobs and whether or not there'll be a move with any in one of those jobs.
Well, actually, I do, Laura. I received two cards here for you. I got the migration card and the breaking free card. So what I'm getting the impression is here that you are going to be moving. Is the New Jersey job, is it actually you having to travel? Is there going to be a lot of travel associated with that job?
I don't believe so.
Okay, because I am receiving that there's going to be quite a bit of travel associated with the job that you're going to be taking. So I have the impression that you would actually have to move in order to get the job or the contract. So what I'm getting here is that the job itself is going to take place in about 6 to 8 weeks, and it's going to be something that's going to be very beneficial for you. It's going to go right along with your skill set, but you're going to be growing exponentially. And so I'm feeling like the second job that you mentioned is the job that's actually going to be very strong for you.
Well, the second job was, I think I mentioned, was the contract. And
okay, contract. But see, there's going to be a lot of help through that process, and this is going to, you're going to be led somewhere that's going to really help you go up to a new level. And there is a process with this. It seems like there's going to be two different opportunities branching out. As I'm looking here, there's a fork. So I would say not to be shy about taking little or small contracts for right now. The pharmaceutical company, I feel like can be something that could be good for you, but it feels like it's going to be a little bit slower than you wanted, than you anticipated. So I'm just saying to take contracts now, go forward with that, and then there will be another opportunity. And, you know, right now you're probably thinking, well, I don't know how that's all going to happen, but it just seems to work out. So I'm just going to wish you best of luck. It does look really good for you, but take the fork.
Is the new opportunity, though, with the same company with that contract, or was it is?
Yes, that's what I'm hearing. It's going to branch out, yes.
All right, great. But that doesn't require me to travel, the job.
Well, it could just be the location of the job itself could be at a different place. As far as maybe you're not traveling, but maybe the project itself is out of your district. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Lynn, we've got another call. We have a caller from a 484 area code. Hello, you're live on the air with Ms. Laura Lynn.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. And what is your name?
My name is Tonetta.
Tonetta, nice meeting you, Tonetta. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Do you have a question?
I do. Basically, I have a question. Can you please let me know if Daniel will be moving into my home anytime soon to live with me?
Okay. In this case, I'm going to get my pendulum, and I'm going to ask Spirit for some assistance with Daniel. I am capturing he is. It's going to be a few months. I'm getting three. It could be 3 weeks, though, for that matter. But I'm getting three, and my first impression is 3 months. Okay. So it's going to, I do feel like it's going to take a little bit of time, but yes, Daniel will be with you.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Ms. Lynn, we have another call right now. Calling in from, we've got another call calling in from a 617 area code. Hello, you're live on the air with Ms. Laura Lynn.
Hi, Laura Lynn, how are you?
Good, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, thank you. My question is in regards to actually a relationship. Do you see me having a relationship this year?
Okay, and what is your first name that helps me?
I'm sorry. It would help you, wouldn't it? It's Karen. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Karen, I'm going to use my Amare card. It's just going to help me tap in to see where you're at with that situation.
Okay.
And it looks like it's been a little time for you.
Yes, it has.
Okay, it is time. I got two cards here, very exciting. I got Shemiel, which is the angel that's about the dart of the heart. Now, this is going to require you stepping out of bounds a little bit, out of your own comfort zone. You're going to need to go and meet some people that you never met. Maybe, meet some people through meetups, go and meet and just take that step forward, they're saying, and this person they're going to help you. They're going to orchestrate in the background for you to meet, but you got to prove that you really wanted to do this by stepping out. They're saying between 2 to 4 months, you're going to meet this person, then it's going to grow from there.
Wow. Wow, that's quick.
Have fun with it. Just have fun. It's going to be something that just probably starts with a friendship. Blossom. Just smile. Show your heart. Show your soul. They're saying it's beautiful. Shine it out.
Thank you.
You'll capture this person. They're going to be ready for you.
Oh, that sounds so beautiful. I'm excited about this. Very excited.
Enjoy.
This is excellent. Thank you. Many blessings to you.
Blessings. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Ms. Lynn. Well, a lot of people, they're calling in. They seem to be asking you about relationships. Your experience is that, can you pick up and sense when someone's ready for a relationship?
Yeah.
By their energy field?
Sure. What happens is when I hear their name, what happens is I'm tapping into their, I call it the soul alliance. It's basically their energy field on where they are as far as health of their emotional state. And many times we feel like we're ready for a relationship, but we still have a lot to work through from maybe past issues where it was very painful or you know, things that we just didn't quite learn yet. Sometimes
okay.
we'll have stepping stones. Oh, go ahead. Is there somebody on the call?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the phones are lit up. We've got an area code coming in from an 864 number.
Sure, okay.
And hello, you're live on the air with Ms. Laura Lynn.
Hello?
There you go. Hi, Laura. Hi, this is Reginald.
Hello. How are you? I think I met you before.
Yeah, it's been a while.
How are you doing? It's nice to hear your voice.
Thanks. Same here. Same here. Yeah, I had to call in and support you, so.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, Reginald, do you have a question for me?
Yes. Right now, I'm feeling a bit stuck. I don't know what the energy is, you know, and basically I'm just looking for change, and I'm the person I'm used to a bit of, you know, just having a little bit more freedom right now. I just feel like I'm a bit restricted. So I was wondering, do you see any possible change financially?
Okay.
Just things getting a little bit more better.
Okay. Well, financially, what I'm getting, Reginald, is going to be a little bit slow. Spirit's giving you a little bit of a breathing room. They do want you to get into your head really strong to start writing. It's been a lot of focus there for many years, and you have so much beautiful energy and light to you know, bring forward. There, Jophiel is going to be working with you really strong to write it out. So, you know, just like pour it out onto the paper is what I'm hearing. Pour it out. And then as you express it, you're going to be finding new ways to really bring your art forward and your light forward. And it's going to be about, let's see, I'm looking at the first quarter, January, February, March, April, May. That quarter is going to be an interesting, I should say that 3 months, I should say, is going to be a really interesting place because you're going to find all kinds of different ways to bring money in, to expand the business. So
okay.
Writing and okay, Fortunata, Fortunata, that's going to be your goddess friend for this process, okay?
Okay, awesome. Just give you confirmation. That's the kind of, something told me that. I was just thinking about writing earlier, so thanks
Wonderful.
For the confirmation.
All right, well, it's great hearing you again. Thank you so much for calling and the support. I really appreciate
All
right.
it.
Bye. All right, bye. Awesome. Bye.
Well, Ms. Lynn, we're getting a lot of people that are calling in and contacting you tonight, and I guess another question I have for you is this retrograde that's happening, the Mercury retrograde that I guess people are aware of, is that affecting a lot of people even if they're not really allowing it to, or is that something that, how does that work or affect the manifestation?
You know, it seems like depending on the retrograde itself, the energy pattern, the first retrograde of the year never really affects me much for some reason. You know, it's really interesting. As they build through the year, it seems like they're much more powerful. But I don't know if that's the same for everybody. But I have not heard much complaints this other than onto the shadow of the retrograde. About 5 days before the retrograde, maybe two, three days after it started, it seemed like it'd been the peak time for a little bit of influence through it, energetically kind of feeling drained and a little confused. But now people seem to be picking up again.
Okay. So, I mean, so hopefully it'll oscillate faster. And another question I have, I'm sure most of your people are calling in because they're all, I guess, looking to attain a piece of happiness, whether it be love, whether it be a job. How does it, what do they do to accelerate the speed for which that manifests? Is there anything they can do on themselves to increase the speed of their energy?
I'm a big believer in the ABCs, I call it. It's what I wrote about in my book. It's called the ABCs of Psychic Development, but it really goes for everything. It's awareness, belief, and courage. And if you're aware of exactly what it is you're seeking, you put some belief in it and put some energy in there to help attain it, and then the courage to step out. You know, there's going to be work in order to receive. There's always going to be a little bit of work to obtain that energy. But if you're willing to put that energy out to the universe, it does seem like it will come. So, for instance, with love, if you want to be involved with somebody, there might be some things that you need to do in order to receive that. You know, maybe work on yourself a little bit. You know, work on your attitude about who you are, how you feel. maybe, you know, working on your body, feeling good about it. And you know, just being in a great place so that you have the time to devote to a relationship. You know, sometimes you have to clear your calendar a little bit. Things like that.
Awesome. All right, well, Miss Lynn, we've got another caller from a 330 okay. area code. Hello, you're live on the air with Miss Laura Lynn.
Hi, how are you this
Hello?
Evening?
Hello. Hi, what is your name?
Laura?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha. It's Francine.
Okay. Hi, Francine. How are you? This is another
calling in and support of your work, and let anyone out there who's listening to let them know what a blessing you are to all of us.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. You've always been so sweet, and I love your little notes that you send me on Facebook. I really appreciate that support. Francie, do you have a question tonight?
I'm in a health funk.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, one thing I have to say, I'm not a doctor, so of course I'm going to be, this is more on the etheric level where I'm going to go
right.
here. So what I am picking up is, do you have a lot of issues with your back? It seems like I'm getting a lot of heat at the center of your back. I'm sorry. It starts at the center, but it really radiating to the root chakra. It's like right there, a ball of energy that's stuck. And that means that you feel like you have a whole lot of lifting going on. You have a lot on your shoulders. It's pulling you down. It's pushing you down. So one thing I would say from a spiritual concept of this is it's time to release what no longer works in your life. It's time to, clean that closet out, whatever it is that doesn't work, that doesn't fit in your home, you know, release it so that you can get where that void is. You'll pick up much more energy. It will be able to help fill you. What I am capturing is that, you know, you may need to look at alternative treatments, you know, to help the circulation in your back. It seems like that inflammation is pretty heated up, which means the oxygen isn't in your system in that space enough. So maybe chiropractic or acupressure or acupuncture, something, you know, really be open to other alternatives. Okay. Now I am capturing that is where a lot of the energy from your health is scoring from. So, you know, that's somewhere for you to start. I'm sure you already going to a physician or a naturopath, you know, continue what they're saying, but, really emphasize some treatment for the back to loosen that up a little bit, okay?
Okay, and would that also be the center of just wanting to, you know, you just feel you're so down and you just want to cry?
Right. Well, again, with all that energy pushing down on you, it's going to make you feel very oppressive to the point of depression. You're feeling, you know, it's pushing you in. So this, when you work on that energy and get that chi moving, your energy is going to lift up and you'll feel the emphasized power again that the universe flows through you.
Okay, thank you. Many hugs and blessings to you.
Thank you. You too. I love hugs and blessings. Many to you also. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss. Yeah. All right, Ms. Lynn, we have a number. This is from a mystery caller because it comes up as like all one. So here we go.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello, you're live on the air with Ms. Laura Lynn.
Hi. I have a cold, so please excuse my voice. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello there. And what's your
name? My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. We're going to put some blessings there for your cold to go away very quickly. Those are never fun.
Thank you.
So what is your question tonight?
Well, I'll be very quick. I'd like to find out if there's going to be romance coming into my life with a really genuine person.
Okay. I love romance questions. Here we go. Let me look at my... So, let's see here. Now... Have you been single for about 3 years?
It's been about two.
Two? Okay. it looks like there was some it looks like in the heart it's been about 3, just from what I'm capturing here. Okay, so what I'm getting here, it's like you disgate, or you were not, you disassociated 3 years ago. And what they're saying is that about 3.5 year passage from that point, from when you disengaged, is when a new person's coming in. And that gives you time to filter all that other stuff out from the past. Because I'm getting a true soul type exchange coming up here. And I would say that's going to be in about 6 months from now. Now, spirit time and our time is a little bit, they collide sometimes and not so. So I would say between 4 and 8 months, but I'm going to plop that right in the middle and say 6 months-ish. There is going to be something very interesting developing. Now, soulmate relationships, even though they sound so romantic and they sound like, ooh, that's exciting, they can be very complicated in their own because there's a lot of past life experiences that's going to be kind of interwoven in this. But they're usually very, very powerful relationships that really help us learn who we are. So, yeah, it's going to be a very interesting year for you.
Okay, and do I know this person? Have I already seen him?
I had a feeling that question would come up. I feel like there is a great potential that you already met this person in your passing bys, or it could be somebody that you worked with, or somebody that maybe from the past that's coming back. But usually the soulmate relationships, like I'm describing, we do have some knowledge of them from the past. It's like they meet us just to kind of get in our energy field, and then they come back at the right time, and vice versa.
Okay. Because there is a gentleman that is coming to my arena. He crosses paths with me when I go walking, and this has been going on for over a year. I have a feeling he's interested, but there's been no conversation.
Well, I think
however,
it's time to and put that energy out there a little bit to see what it has. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say if this is the person. Because I didn't know if I wanted to pursue this if he is not the one.
Right. It sounds really good. I'm getting a great confirmation. I mean, you know what? Even if it's not the one that I'm speaking of, it's always nice to meet new people. And if I tell you what, if it is the one, you're going to know it right away. If not, you're meeting a new gentleman that sounds really fun, something that you're interested in. So I would just say go for it anyhow. Have fun. If, you know, you're going to meet this person I'm speaking about regardless. So I would just say take the chance. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you very much. Thank you for the blessings.
Thank you.
Bye.
Listen, we've got another caller, a 719 number, but before we take that call, I do need to ask you this. Do you think that sometimes it could be really positive to be alone and to not have to, you know, is it better to be alone and single rather than be in a relationship with a person just drives you crazy? And, you know, if we're always in this state of great oneness, you know, isn't it, could it be seen as a blessing to kind of have some downtime from always, you know, having to be with someone?
I find it a blessing to be single right now. I'm at a place right now that I needed to grow and learn a lot about myself, and I embrace this time, but I didn't always embrace it. There was a time through it I was very lonely, and I feel like all those emotions that we go through, they're very necessary. And if you are in a relationship that's not feeling good, that's, you know, really tearing you down, feeling, you know, when it feels it's like you're locked in, you know, that is a message from spirit that it, you know, being by yourself might be a good option for you. So I definitely see that times in our life to be alone is a wonderful way to grow.
Awesome. Okay. All right, Ms. Lynn, for the final call on your inaugural show, we have a 719 area code. Hello, you are live on the air with Ms. Laura Lynn.
Hi, this is Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Julia. Nice meeting you.
Hello there. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. And do you have a question, Julia?
Yes, I do. I'm in a major life transition point, going through a divorce after a very long marriage. And I just kind of like to, you know, preview those coming attractions, kind of what's going to happen next.
Okay. And I'm seeing that, were you married for over 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is major. This is a huge crossroads in your life.
Yes.
Feels like those are, do you already have somebody that's there that's kind of attracted it, or vice versa? I mean, I do feel like maybe it's a long time attraction from a long time ago, but it just feels like there's somebody there on the, and I'm not saying that, I don't know, I just feel something's happening. It's going to happen quicker than you thought, and you know, I don't know if you were calling asking about, particularly about if you're going to be involved again, but apparently you are, because that's what's happening and what the energy I'm picking up really quick. So, and so you're not going to be alone, that's for sure, from this, what I'm gathering. And also financially, they're saying that there might be some worry there, but you're going to be fine. Your needs are going to be met. And I'm getting a lot of strength. I mean, you made some good decisions, and yes, it's hard, very, very hard right now. It might even get a little bit harder before it gets easier, but in the long run, a year from now, you are going to be so grateful you went through this process. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of good energy. The only tower energy I'm getting, which those are the things that pull us down, please be careful with your money. You might feel like a new independence and a new freedom and decide you want to go vacationing or whatever. Be really, really careful. They're saying as long as you can kind of keep a handle on all of that, and, you know, really be careful of what you don't want to go out of balance with your credit, okay?
And
if you can keep that going, that you're going to feel so strong by the end of the year, you're going to step forward, that you're a new woman.
Oh, nice. Wow, how encouraging is that? Woo!
All right.
I don't have anybody, you know, there's no relationship now or nobody in the wings or anything like that. But, you know, it's good to know that, you know, at some point down the road it'll come around again. So.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
How have you been just ready for you to kind of peek through, you know, waiting for this new change in your life, the change up. So, yeah, those things just tend to happen when they're supposed to. So just enjoy.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on your new show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Take care and blessings.
You too, dear. Thanks.
All right, Ms. Lynn, we have just concluded the very first inaugural edition of Angel Rays Radio. Where can people learn more about you?
I'm over on angelreader.net, and angelreader.net. Yes.
Okay. And so people, they contact you there, they can make an appointment. Do you do phone readings? Do you do email readings? Like, how does it work?
My most popular reading is the past life reading. You can self-schedule right from my website. It takes you 2 minutes. It's so simple, so fast. And but I do anything between 20-minute readings, which usually is just like a quick question, kind of delve into that, to 45-minute past life readings. I give it different options for if you want to see me face-to-face. I do those 2 Saturdays a month. And also locally here in Ohio, Akron, Ohio area, or northeastern Ohio, I do parties. So a lot of different ways to talk and tap in.
Wow, so a lot of different ways to meet you, to connect with you.
Yes.
And we will be back in the coming, next week or the week after, but we'll be back. I mean, it's incredible the kind of response we got tonight. So on behalf of all of you, thank you so much. Have an unbelievable rest of the week. And remember, angelreader.net, and you can get your own personalized reading with Miss Laura Lynn.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, God bless.
God bless.